You are listening to Metro.
Why, hello. My name is Metro. How are you? Really? That's awesome. I know.
Thanks for asking.
Oh, I didn't ask you yet. That is the voice of Clinton Petty. He is joining me today. Clinton, thank you so much for making time for us.
You're welcome.
So, Clinton, you're married.
Actually, I'm glad that you brought that up.
Okay.
Because today is my anniversary.
Oh, really?
Yes,
it is. Oh, congratulations.
And I haven't gotten anything yet.
My condolences. How long have you been married?
Today is 8 years.
Okay. So, 8 years. Wow. And how did you first meet your wife?
She was the brother of a friend.
She was the brother of a friend?
No.
What are you not telling us, Clinton? No.
Her brother is a friend of a friend.
Okay. Her brother's a friend of a friend. And then she'd come on to you initially, or did you come on to her first?
It was a mutual thing.
Okay. So there's kind of swapping of flirting going back and forth.
Yes.
Okay. Me, personally, my girlfriend, who we've been together a little over a year, we both kind of flirted back and forth, but the person who made the initial first move was actually her, which is a great thing. It's kind of a welcome sigh of relief, because that's something that I know in the past I've dealt with, and you go back and forth and go, well, what do I say? What's the best way to go about this? And it's a really tough situation. That's why I wanted to get Rachel D'Alto on. Rachel is a teacher at the Learning Annex up in Jersey, and also the CEO of FlipMe.com, where she's now empowering women to be the ones to make the first move and to do some flirting.
And it's great that they have classes about this now.
Yeah, I feel like if I would have taken a class, my early 20s would have been a lot better.
No, it wouldn't.
Okay, still with some teaching, it wouldn't have helped. All right, so let's say good morning to Rachel D'Alto.
Hi, how are you?
So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this website that you're the CEO of.
I am.
It's called FlipMe.com.
It is.
It sounds way dirtier than I think it is. Is that true?
It should be.
Is there pictures, Rachel?
No, there's no pictures.
Okay, so what exactly is FlipMe.com?
A way for women to flirt and kind of take control of their dating lives without giving out their personal information. So the name's very tongue-in-cheek. Basically, the woman would flip a card at somebody, and if the guy's interested, they go to the website and they connect on there, you know, through some kind of not a lame profile. It's more personality-based, and see if there's a connection. So
essentially a dating website, right?
We call it more of a flirting because, we really don't care if you get married or, find your soulmate. It's just about, dealing with those everyday encounters that you're like, well, what do I do now?
So Clinton and I were just talking. He's married. Actually, today's his anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
And he hasn't gotten her anything yet.
I haven't gotten anything yet. So.
Uh-oh.
Do you have any suggestions?
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Oh, that's, yeah.
I say you hit the Wawa, you get her one of those gift cards, you're ready to go.
I'm going to get one of those ones that sings when you open it.
There you
she
go.
Loves them.
Very
there
nice.
Go.
That should work out for you. So you also teach this class at the Learning Annex where you teach these women to be empowered and to do the flirting and kind of make the first move, which is something I'm extremely thankful for.
Well, I am here to help you.
See, because Clinton, when the way his marriage started, you guys kind of started mutual, correct?
Right, and we were both kind of awkward at it, which kind of helped that we were both awkward, so.
So, and then my girlfriend, we actually, started flirting back and forth, but she was the one who made kind of the initial first move to take it to that next level.
Good for her.
So it's something that I'm thankful for, but when you talk to these women, what is it that you tell them to try to get them to do such a thing?
Our whole purpose is really for them to make their own decisions and stop waiting for, the guy that they have their eye on to come and approach them. So my entire basis and, why we started the cards and why I do the flirting lessons is more to show them that they can, make that first move without giving up all of their femininity, because we do like to be chased a little bit, and I think the guys like the chase. But at the same time, you guys are probably sick and tired of, you guys are both attached, but the single guys out there, they're kind of like shooting at straws and, it's let's throw a bunch of noodles against the wall and see what sticks. And then, I've been out a couple times lately and I'm like, I just see people just trying from one to one to one. You're like, give it a break, guy.
Yeah, lots of people throwing noodles at you there, Rachel.
There's a lot of noodle throwing.
I'm interested to see what are the techniques? Because basically, all a girl really has to do is say, you know, hi, and then you're into it. So,
yeah, you know, it's just getting over that initial fear of, oh my gosh, if I say hi first, like, what does that make me? And it's bizarre because there's this whole perception out there that women are supposed to sit back and wait. And, you know, what happens then is you end up getting the people you're not interested approaching you. So we, you know, my biggest thing is, you know, using body language, using eye contact and smiling even before you even say anything. Because most of the time, you know, girls and guys within 5 seconds either know that you're attracted or that this is just never going to happen. So, you know, that's our first start is really, you know, making that eye contact, giving them a smile. Don't sit there and stare at them, you know, and gawk, but actually let them know that, you know, you're open to being talked to.
Keep your mouth closed kind of stuff.
Yeah, don't chew with your mouth open.
Flirting expert Rachel D'Alto is joining us. She's the CEO of FlipMe.com. And Clinton's right in that you guys really have the cards, if you want to talk about cards, where all you have to do is say, hello, this is something that I'm interested in. And we go, okay, that sounds like fun. Like, it should be known to you guys that that's all it takes.
Exactly. I mean, and that's the thing. I envision it as the modern day Candygram, which sounds hysterical, and they're just meant to be fun. You know, it's a ladies' night out type of thing, but there is a purpose behind it to give women who really have no idea how to break the ice, you know, they can slip this guy a card that says, you're being hit on, or, you know, I think you're cute. So it really is just a way to kind of very fun way of breaking the ice, because so many people have no idea. I mean, that's like the biggest complaint that I get in seminars is I have no idea how to just make that first move. I'm fine once we start talking, but it's so awkward. And that's why I think everybody ran to the internet, and now they're getting frustrated with that. So we're trying to give something else out there for them to play with, essentially.
Question for you, Rachel D'Alto with us, the CEO of FlipMe.com. As it comes to flirting, I feel like it's something that I have trouble turning off. I actually flirt a lot. And in fact, when I go out to dinner with my girlfriend, the waitress often thinks that I'm flirting with her, but I'm not. It's just my personality. And I don't know how to get away from that and separate that, because number one, sometimes becomes an issue with the girlfriend. And number two, sometimes becomes an issue with the waitress who just wants to give me my soup, salad, and breadsticks and be done with it.
That's actually something I'm working on, too, because I have that same problem where I'll talk to anybody, and I think sometimes you have to really be careful how much you smile at somebody or how much eye contact you make, because I think I ended up in this position because I've always been a flirt.
Right.
And people are always asking for, you know, help with the flirting, but sometimes the over flirt can be a killer too. So, you know, stop smiling so much, all right?
Yeah, it's rough for him when he goes out and asks the waitress for her number and his girlfriend's right there.
That's kind of awkward.
Yeah, I don't go that far. But it's true that if you don't dial it back a couple of notches, some guy's going to try to throw noodles at your wall, Rachel.
Yeah, there's noodle throwing all around.
Nobody wants that.
Laughing too much. So.
Rachel D'Alto, CEO of FlipMe.com, also teaching at the Learning Annex. How can people get involved with that if they want to?
They can actually go to learningannex.com, and they can also check out the website at FlipMe, because we'll be having events and seminars across the country that will be out there and meeting the people.
Very cool. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to Metro.